plonger main bas ou
quand même pour pas faire vieille
pas confondre les éclairs avec la grand-ciel
quand même pour pas faire vieille
pas confondre l'oreille avec chanter les oiseaux.
MFO, welcome to Jay. I'm here with you until 9 p.m. And so here's what's going on here tonight. And thanks for tuning in. We're doing a show devoted to Brian Eno. So there's a documentary out called Eno. And it's a kind of a unique thing where it's sort of a different production or different presentation every time you go see it, because there's like an algorithm involved where it picks all these, it's like 500 hours of video footage, all kind of, it's not really woven into a narrative, but you know, when you watch it all together, it kind of seems like a narrative because it's all about him. Anyway, this was at the, I think it was at the ICA over the summer and I missed it, but then it came back to the Arlington Theater of all places and I saw it on my birthday. So we're having a show devoted to the work of Brian Eno, the music that he helped write or produce or inspire. A lot of his roles were sort of undefined, especially with Bowie. So we're going to play a track from those from the Berlin Trilogy, which he produced. And obviously, he was a, maybe not obviously, but he's a founder of ambient music and one of its primary, I guess, architects. So let's start off here with his, let's start at the beginning. He started off as Roxy, was part of the band Roxy Music. His first two, the first two records, the self-titled debut and For Your Pleasure, we're going to hear Editions of You off of For Your Pleasure, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I'm
All right, Coldplay. One of their biggest hits, Viva La Vida, from the record Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends, produced by Brian Eno. Before that, Talking Heads, The Great Curve, great song from Radiant Light, Brian Eno's third uncle, from the early part of his solo career, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, and of course, Roxy Music started off the show. Editions of You from For Your Pleasure, his last record with Roxy. I read somewhere that Brian Ferry, I mean, they didn't really, you know, there was perceived to be some kind of tension between them, between Brian Ferry, Brian Eno, too many people named Brian in the band. But I think it's just, you know, after, maybe years after Brian Eno had left, Brian Ferry was quoted as saying that maybe Brian Eno wasn't somebody who was meant to be in a band. He was sort of meant to be an artist and do his own thing, whatever that was. He wasn't somebody who was supposed to be a part of a, you know, like a collective or some kind of a bunch of people making decisions together. He was sort of supposed to be on his own, developing brilliant work and brilliant art, which is kind of what he ended up doing. And that was sort of the basis for this film, the documentary called Eno, which is sort of a, I don't know, kind of like a randomly generated collection of video footage from that had been created by him and a couple of his collaborators. So it was actually kind of interesting. And there was a discussion, a panel discussion after the film on the at the Arlington Stage Theater. A bunch of old heads who had covered rock music in the 70s and 80s were up there talking. People who remember radio stations like WBCN and WFNX and people that are stations that are long gone. All right, up next, it's this one. We're going to dip into the ambient history of Brian Eno. This is 2-1 from Music for Airports, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thank you.
is a glitch in the system. Outside the brain flow, armored shells melt down, explode in the main code. Sieged by the blind mass, they won't stop the chain glow. Numbers grow numbers, working ants or quantum fires will flow on regardless of each abandoned carcass. The only joy there is onward search through the darkness. Edit states the lights go out. Learn to fight the nightfall. Work will lead to comfort. Comfort lives a lifetime. But death is not an end.
It's a place to search the night with.
Thank you. is about to come out now. Go ahead. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on, destruction. Come on, destruction. Come on, grave.
Come on, 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 come on
All right, Fred again and Brian Eno with Come On. I like that song. I like that sort of like the hesitating, sort of that weird vocal effect with the like the, it's like very underworld-ish like synths underneath. It's kind of cool. Before that, Brian Eno and David Byrne with the Jezebel Spirit from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. Brian Eno and Rick Holland with Glitch from Drums Between the Bells. And it was Brian Eno's 2-1 from Ambient One, Music for Airports. A classic if you're into ambient. And just a taste of Brian Eno's collaborations over the years as a solo artist and as a part of a duo. I think it's interesting he sort of finds these kindred spirits and he works with them for a long time, for years. Like he was with that, like that with Bowie, with David Byrne, even with Coldplay and James, we'll hear from in the next 15 minutes before they kick me out of here. He's worked on multiple records, including U2, and we're going to hear The Unforgettable Fire right now, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you. just a part of everything. I stand on two legs and I learn to sing. It's not what was said and it's not what I heard. I walk with my dog and I whistle with the bird. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. So we think we rarely live apart, 'cause we got two legs, a brain and a heart. We all belong to everything. To the octopus suckers and the buzzard's wing. To the elephant's trunk and the buzzing bee's sting. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. Just a part of everything. I'm just a part of everything. Spread out my tubers wherever I need. I find any way to attach and connect. And I run like water, no cause or effect. I got stuff coming out and stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. Stuff coming out and stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. Has run out. Love will be flowing, I have no doubt. With the vehicle in neutral and the ground to be faced, I'll be all laid to rest in my proper place. Into the roots of an old oak tree, where life can move freely in and out of me. With stuff coming out and stuff going in, I'm just a part of everything.
Women's clothes, messed around with gender roles. Dye my eyes and call.
James with Laid from the album of the same name. Big hit in 1994. Massive. And Brian Eno produced that record. Before that, Peter Gabriel, I.O. from the album of the same name. That was the Bright Side mix. The Unforgettable Fire from U2. We're about done here in 1,000 Points of Light. This has been the Brian Eno Show, devoted to him and his terrific work, his artistry. Last track of the night. It always goes to Bowie. If the Bowie's in the playlist, he goes last. The coveted last spot. This is Boys Keep Swinging from Lodger, the third and the final Berlin trilogy. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Heaven loves you. The clouds are for you. Nothing stands in your way when you're a boy. Clothes always fit you. Life is a pop of the cherry when you're a boy.
When you're a boy,
you can wear a uniform.
When you're a boy,
other boys check you out.
You get a girl,
these are your favorite things.
When you're a boy, boys.
Hello, when you're a boy. They'll never clone you.